Hey everyone, it's Dana with the Big Time with Whitney Allen, and I'm in the backyard with Dominique.
What's up, girls?
I am loving this orange dress, first of all.
Thank you.
So how do you feel with the result?
Oh my gosh, I am excited. I'm happy. I'm like, I told you so.
I know. And how great is it that it was Cody's vote that put it over?
Absolutely.
Now, I'm saying Paul wore that same shirt last finale, so I'm thinking it's bad luck. I think he jinxed himself with that shirt.
I think that he just reaped what he sowed. That's all.
True. I mean, bullying was a big theme this season, and the house guests who are in the jury who haven't been outside, they seem to think that it wasn't. They seem to think it was a gameplay. Is there a line that needs to be drawn when it comes to that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So my belief is you're not creative if you have to personally attack someone to get ahead in the game.
Right. I agree.
So, and bullying, there should be zero tolerance. At least in my world, it's zero tolerance. You don't have to bully anybody to get ahead.
Exactly.
Period, whatever. I don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. So I did not like that.
Agreed.
Was utterly disgusted.
Uh-huh.
And I had a huge issue with him coming after Cody and his military service.
Oh, me too.
Because I said, until you're in a uniform on the front lines defending the country, shut your mouth.
Oh.
I did not like that.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing answer. Paul was a big role in your eviction, and he had once said, I don't believe in front of you, but to other house guests, that there's no room for religion in this game. You're very religious. How does that affect you?
So I don't like to say that I'm very religious, because I'm not.
Yeah.
But I am.
You have faith.
Relationship.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm full of faith. I love faith. That's my number one in my world.
Right.
He said that there's no room for religion in this game. Well, who won?
Exactly.
Josh is a believer. Clearly,
he
Josh is a person of faith.
He prays God very first.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He read his Bible. We had moments where we talked and prayed together. So he said it was no room. Maybe not in his world.
Right.
But we brought it in the house. It goes with us wherever we go.
Exactly. So. Now, have you seen the TMZ article with Paul and the whole blackface?
Yes, I did.
There's no excuse in my book, but in his eyes, I feel he thinks because it's a game, it's fine. How do you think he'll perceive that when he gets out of this house?
I think he will be heavily impacted.
Mm-hmm.
He may not show the emotion, but I believe, you know, in his alone time, when
right.
you're in your bed by yourself, having some me time, I think that he's going to be heavily impacted emotionally.
I agree.
Again, you can't use the game as an excuse.
Right.
I used to say this in the house. I say, yes, this is a game.
Uh-huh.
This game involves real people that have real hearts and real feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So if I hit you in the face and you say, oh my gosh, why did you do that? It's just a game.
Yeah,
you're
no
not
worry.
Supposed to feel that because
right.
it's just a game.
Exactly.
So I don't, whatever.
Yeah.
It is a game, but there are real people with real hearts that have real feelings. And so I believe that there should be a respect for the people.
I agree.
And their hearts.
And not only Paul, but a lot of people, Jessica, Jason, Josh, Cody, all ended up on national headlines in TMZ. What was it about this that they thought it was okay? Like, what do you think their reaction is going to be when they get out?
I think that, so with, I know Cody, sorry, I know that Cody's not going to care because Cody.
Yeah, Cody is Cody. He's like, whatever.
Through life.
Yeah.
More than probably four times in his career based on what he's done.
Right.
Everybody else will probably be, again, heavily impacted because when I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, like I didn't even know any of this was going on in the house.
Right.
I understood what he was attempting to portray. I get that. But again, you can't, there's a thin line and you can't play. There's certain things that you just can't play with.
I agree.
And I believe that with everything that happened, even with Jessica, even with, I mean, like all of the headlines that made it to TMZ, there's things that you just should not play with. And then I think it was easy for us to forget that we were in a house with cameras and mics,
mm-hmm.
and there were millions of people watching. And so we have to be cognizant of the fact that millions of people are watching, so we probably shouldn't do everything that we would typically do in our intimate space in this house.
I agree.
That was my mindset. I'm like, I'm being watched right now.
Life is everything.
Right.
How do we get more diversity in our cast? As you said, I mean, you were the only African-American on this cast. Josh is Latino.
Right.
But typically, even not only person of color, but gays and normal people, maybe even overweight people, how do we get more diverse?
That is a very interesting question, and I will tell you, I thought about that in my alone time. I'm like, why is it that, number one, there's only one black person?
Yeah.
I mean, really, two. But only one black.
I know. He doesn't think.
I was like, why is there only one black person? Because I'm going to be honest with you. What I see, and this is, and people can own up to it or not.
Yeah.
But people gravitate to their own.
Right.
Whether we want to admit it or not, people gravitate towards their own. And it's not that I wasn't, it's not that I wasn't comfortable, mm-hmm. but I would tell you it would have been a little bit easier to relate to someone
yeah.
who looks like me
mm-hmm.
in a house where I'm cut off from the world.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's get some smart women, smart
yeah.
women of color
mm-hmm.
in the house. Let's get some smart men of color in the house. Not like the men that are going to be all about drama. Let the world know that there are other African Americans
yes.
that exist that have real jobs,
mm-hmm.
That are educated, that are articulate, that know to flip the right way. And that's what I was going in the house wanting to do it the right way, because I was like, you know what? I want, when people watch, I want them to know that you can do it the right way and still get ahead in life.
Right.
It didn't necessarily work out like that for me. When I came out of the house, I said, actually, it did. I won.
Right. Yeah. Are you glad that you were voted out when you were before? She's already nodding. Yes. Before everything just kind of escalated. Are you not ashamed, but maybe a little embarrassed to be a part of this season? Or overall, are you happy with the experience?
So not embarrassed, not ashamed, because I met some amazing people.
Yeah.
Of course, we're all flawed, right? We have our own things that we have to deal with, our own demons, as people would say.
Yeah.
And so from a heart perspective, there's some really amazing people that have really good hearts. I just think that sometimes they allow life to impact
uh-huh.
who they truly are.
Right.
And allow themselves to be guarded because of what someone else may think or mm-hmm. say, or what their desires maybe. So if you're chasing fame, you're gonna do whatever to get it. For some people,
right?
Me, I'm like, no, it's gonna come the right way, you know?
Yeah.
So no, not necessarily ashamed. I will say that I
we are right by the airport. I don't know if you can hear that. Excuse me, plane. Right. I'm trying to interview Dom.
Talking like,
hello.
I would have preferred to be amongst individuals that had a little bit more self-confidence and
yeah.
more strong will, and did not allow a 23-year-old person that was a vet to control their
I life. Know, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm so happy I got out when I did. I'm so happy that the truth was revealed
right.
to me, because had I been in the house post 30 days,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you guys would have gotten like the put together, like everything's awesome, optimistic Dominique, because
right.
I don't stand for bullying, and
no.
I would have, it would have gotten on my nerves. It got on my nerves.
It did, yeah.
Days. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, everyone knows Big Brother Celebrity is coming. Who would you love to see on that show?
Oh my gosh, that's a crazy question.
Maybe just one or two. Name one or two.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm so bad with this. I kid you not. I'm thinking, because I don't get into, like, celebrities and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I'm having, like, a really tough time answering that question.
Well, we'll just tweet you later. We'll let you
yes.
simmer on it, and we'll get your
that
answer later.
Awesome.
Dom, I think you did amazing. I'm so glad to talk to you. Thank you for making time for the big time.
You're welcome. Oh! Thank you for having me.
Yes!